Welcome. I'm Angino, and with me, Dr. Richard Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. Doctor, it's great to see you.
Angino, it's great to see you.
Oh, my goodness. You know, there were a lot of people who have been suffering for a long time. People who have back pain, people who have neck pain, bulging discs, herniated, pain that isn't just localized in their back or their neck. It's radiating down their arms and their legs. People who are listening right now, they can say they feel like they've tried just about everything and they're hopeless. Many docs are saying to themselves, listen, I'm being told now I have to go through surgery, and that what I'm finding out with surgery is that it's not a guarantee I'm going to be better. In fact, there are a lot of people who aren't all that much better after surgery, but that's all we've got. But it's because they're in that state of despair because they don't know about you and the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh.
Well, that's what it really comes down to is when they're out there and they're trying all these treatments that are they're being offered, most of the time they don't stop to think about the fact that everything they're offering them is geared towards pain relief.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the treatments that are designed for the disc patient were never designed to fix the problem or heal the disc. And that's the difference. That's the difference in what we're doing at the Disc Institute is with today's technology, we actually have the ability to fix the problem. And that's why our patients are able to fix the problem, heal their disc, and turn their situation around once and for all.
Well, let's talk about this fix the problem and not just deal with the pain, because you talked about how right now standard of care is pain management, and you want to get rid of the pain too at the Disc Institute.
Certainly.
But it isn't just get rid of the pain for the pain's sake. Let's ask the question, why do you have the pain? What's causing the pain? And how can we put your body in a position to then take away that pain, heal itself in the process, and then get back to the full function of life that you want?
And that's it. What the first thing to clarify is that the pain is not the problem. In fact,
is that hard to convince people that sometimes?
It's very interesting because when you're focused totally on pain, you think all I want is pain relief, pain right. relief. And certainly, I totally understand that. But you have to think about it this way. Something went wrong. Something occurred. Something changed that allows us to finally see what we see on the MRI, okay? And what's interesting is what we're seeing on the MRI, the bulging disc, the herniated disc, the degenerative disc, that's not the problem either.
Oh.
There's an underlying problem that occurred that that allows you to then get a disc that degenerates, bulges, etc. So what it is somewhere in their timelines, and they could probably sit back and think about this, they had to have traumatized the joint, the spinal joint. So whether it was a sports injury, heavy lifting, awkward lifting, a fall, auto accident, something happened that traumatized that joint. And from that point forward, their physiology, their mechanism designed to take care of the disc, to allow the disc to self-repair and to take care of itself through its lifetime, that physiology is lost. And from that point forward, the disc doesn't receive the circulation that that physiology is designed to provide.
Okay.
See, what most people don't realize about the disc is it's avascular tissue, meaning it doesn't have vessels, blood vessels. So what does that mean? It means it can't participate in the same circulation process provided by the heart.
Okay.
So, of course, when the heart beats, you're going to pump the circulation through the arteries, into the capillaries, out through the veins. That's how most tissue of the body gets its circulation.
Okay.
Because the disc is avascular. This mechanism, it's called the pump mechanism, is designed to take care of the disc, to provide for it its circulation, its nutrition, and everything it needs to heal and self-repair. When that's traumatized and you lose that pump mechanism, from that point forward, your disc is living tissue, and without circulation, just like any tissue of the body, it's going to die.
Is there a visual that we can put in our mind of how this works? Because you're saying that we don't have vessels going to it or from it.
Yes.
So help us create this mental picture in our mind of how our discs work.
That's a great question. So the way it works is when the way our body was designed, when you get up and walk, When you get up and move, when most importantly, the rhythm of walking, when you start to walk, the joints of your spine are designed to move when you move. So as you start to walk, the joints of your spine move up and down, up and down. And what happens with this up and down movement, it creates a pumping effect on the disc. And that pumping effect is what drives the circulation in and out of that disc.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so what happens when you traumatize the joint locks up and it no longer can move properly. So it's not moving and pumping when you are. So this disc begins to, without circulation, begins to die. It's living tissue that literally begins to die.
Okay. So the same way you would have something that was full of water, like a leaf as an example, and it has some volume to it, that once you lose that circulation and it's dying, it gets really thin and then it begins to collapse. Then the discs begin to collapse one upon the other. And then what does that have? What then happens after
that?
Well,
what ends up happening without circulation, as we were saying, the disc begins to degenerate. It starts to dry out. It's not getting its fluid. It's not keeping its fluid. It's not flushing the waste. So it starts to collapse, and then it will form a condition, a bulge, a herniation, protrusion. And that will squeeze into the space that belongs to the nerve. That's what we call stenosis. Everybody who's listening that has these issues, you've heard that term, stenosis. Well, that's when the disc tissue invades the space that belongs to the nerve. And once these two tissues touch, that's what causes the pain. So imagine if it's a disc in your lower back, you can not only have low back pain, but like you mentioned earlier, it can radiate. It can travel wherever the nerve goes. So you could have, if the nerve goes to your buttocks, you could have pain in your buttocks.
Mm-hmm.
If it goes to your knee, you could have pain in your knees. It can go all the way down to your toes. If it's a disc in your neck, you can only get neck pain, but it could go down to your shoulders. It can go up into your head and cause headaches. Okay. It can go between your shoulder blades, or it can follow the nerves all the way down your arms to your hands and fingers. Again, the disc is designed to take care of itself your whole life. There's a physiology, a mechanism designed to take care of the disc, but due to trauma, it's lost. And you can chase the pain all you want. And great if you get some relief. But once that wears off because you don't fix the problem,
right.
Even if you feel better temporarily, the disc is still dying. And the more it dies, the more conditions you'll get, and the more symptoms come later. And eventually, you're faced with what you said. You're in a position where you've tried everything else, and now surgery is your option. Now surgery, even if they were to go in and cut away part of that condition, that bulging piece of disc away from the nerve, yes, you could get some relief because you didn't fix the problem. The disc continues to die, and more disc tissue is going to squeeze out. And there, so that's why you hear people have one surgery,
right,
then another, and after a while, the next surgery would be fusion. So you're going to take that joint and lock it down, and so that it no longer moves or. And that sort of thing.
But what you do at the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh is use intradisc neutrosis, patented system that only you have, that is able to put the disc back into position to heal itself. And we're going to talk more about this. We'll talk to a couple of people who have gone through your program and their success that they've had. Dr. Rafferty and the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh, a 98% success rate. If you want to find out more, we encourage you to go to PittsburghDiscInstitute.com. The phone number is 412-906-9600, 412-906-9600. And the same education you're getting right now about how this all works, it just expanded and more details and all of that, no cost, no obligation to find out whether or not you are a great candidate for this. And that's one of the great things, too, about Dr. Rafferty, is that if he's not convinced that he's able to help you put your discs back where they were before and help them restore themselves to good health, he will be honest with you about that as well. And then hopefully some other ideas to be able to go and explore as well. If you want to find out more, please. The Disc Institute of Pittsburgh, 412-906-9600. More in a moment on KDK Radio. I'm Angino. With me, Dr. Richard Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. The treatment is intradisc neutrosis. This is what he does in order to get the discs back to a point to where they're functioning again the way that they were intended to, that physiology that you talk about. So as everyone else is dealing with pain management, talk to us about what you do with intradisc neutrosis that restores health once again.
Well, first of all, it's common knowledge. I mean, this is right out of the anatomy books. You know, like I said, it's called the pump mechanism, and it's, you can look it up in SIBA, you know, which is one of the gold standards to teach anatomy. But when you look it up, it's basically the physiology of the disc in the spinal joint. And the way it works, like we said, that you are designed to have movement in that joint. Mm-hmm. And when the joint gets traumatized, the body's response to that trauma is to lock down the joint so that you can't do further damage. And, you know, eventually, that's why initially when you hurt yourself, when you traumatize that joint, you'll have muscle spasm and pain. And sometimes you're even bent off to the side as your body's doing everything it can to lock down that joint so that you can't do further damage to that joint. But eventually the swelling goes down and you start to move around. But what happens is you get up and start to move again and start to get back into walking and that sort of thing. The joints that are healthy, they'll continue to pump and drive circulation to the disc the way the physiology was designed to. Mm-hmm. But the ones that are locked down with scar tissue, they're not going to move. So they're not going to pump enough to bring circulation into that disc. And so without the circulation, like we said before, that's living tissue. It's going to begin to break down. It's going to begin to degenerate. It's dying tissue. And it's a long, slow process. So from the time of your injury until you start having pain and difficulty and eventually see what you see on the MRI can take years. But the evidence is there that you see that disc. That disc is supposed to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. And when it's not, that's evidence you lost that physiology.
Even though the disc may be dying for months, potentially even years, it can still be brought back?
Well, that's a great question because I have to catch it at the right time.
Okay.
So I have to see changes in the disc. See, what happens eventually, at first, you'll see changes in the disc where it's breaking down, it's bulging, it, you know, gets conditions like herniation, et cetera. But eventually the bone will start to break, the bones will start to break down as well. You'll start to get osteophytes, arthritis, spurring. And when it gets to that point where the joint is really breaking down as well as the disc, it's too far gone. So that's why the way we have it set up at this Disc Institute is we can't help everyone. So I have to evaluate the MRI to see where you are in this process. And so that's why we don't charge for patients to have their MRI evaluated. And we don't even charge to have patients gather all the information about what we're doing, how it works, all the details about the program. There's no charge for that. And then that way they have no out of pocket unless they decide to move forward into the program and let us help them.
And the success that you're able to have, 98% success rate, and that is confirmed by a couple of different studies of your patients present day and, you know, as they're going through it and then looking backwards as well, because you are so careful about making sure who you take on as clients.
It is so important because we want success just like the patient does. And it's so important because they've been disappointed with everything else. We know why, though, because they were just chasing the pain as the problem. They were trying to get relief, which is understood. But when it comes down to it, we want to make sure that they're a good candidate. So when I tell somebody that they're a good candidate, that means that we expect the same results with them that we've had with thousands of patients before them, just like them.
Thousands?
Yeah, thousands. Yeah, we've been doing this for 14 years in Michigan, and we're almost ready to start our 11th year here in Pittsburgh. So we've been using this technology and having success with it for quite some time. And that's why when we knew we were helping patients, and we had a lot of testimonials. But we knew bringing something new forward, we had to have research because that's really what makes you legitimate. So that's when we hired two third-party research companies, or we hired a third-party research company. They did two studies. The first one, basically in a clinical setting, they come in and they pull files at random, and they look at your results. And they're the ones that told us that we had a 98% success rate. So when they came back to us, they said, with our typical patients, we had a 98% success rate. And they're the ones that told us that when our patients were finishing the program, they were telling us that they were reporting being 75 to 90% improved in how they were feeling and functioning compared to when they started the program. And here's the thing, and I tell patients this all the time, even at the end of the program, you're just starting to heal. So once your physiology is back, you don't need our program anymore. All you have to do is walk and move through your day, and you will then provide the circulation necessary to keep the disc healthy and strong.
And you've been so successful that not only do you have the studies, but you have the individual testimonies of people who have gone through this, that have had great success, that then refer all of their friends and family who are going through likewise to come and see you. And then you have others that are maintaining contact with you 5, 8, 10 years since your treatments for them, and wanting to let you know how much they appreciate you and what you're doing over at the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. Here's the phone number for you to call to set up a no-cost, no-obligation appointment and to have your MRI evaluated. 412-906-9600. 412-906-9600. Welcome back. I'm Angino. Thank you very much. With me, Dr. Richard Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. The website is pittsburghdiscinstitute.com. The phone number is 412-906-9600. Please remember, there is no cost. There is no obligation to make the phone call to have Dr. Rafferty evaluate your MRI. And then based upon that quick evaluation, to his evaluation of the MRI, to invite you to come out to a, what would, is the proper term?
Well, it's basically an opportunity. They'll meet with me if I think I can help them.
Yes.
They'll meet with me and I'll give them all the information.
And yeah, all the information is not 15 minutes. I mean, it's pretty exhausting.
Yeah, it takes over an hour just because we're going to go through the physiology and we're going to understand, you know, take them through understanding the disc and what happened and understanding, most importantly, what we're doing at the Disc Institute and how we could turn it around. So it's really, I tell patients, there's two things we're going to cover. Number one, what is the problem? Okay. And number two, everything we're doing at the Disc Institute to fix the problem and how we're able to get the disc to heal. And that has to do with the technology and that's available today. So I go into great detail so that they can decide if it makes sense to them and if they want to move forward.
And somebody did decide that it made sense to them and they want to move forward and they wanted to move forward. They called the phone number. They presented the MRI. They had the evaluation. They came out and sat with you for that for an hour or so. And they are now joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Janice is with us. Janice, welcome to KDK Radio.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I am doing very well, too. My understanding is that you've not always been doing great.
You're exactly right.
What happened? Tell us about when you were not great before you had the opportunity to go and be and visit with Dr. Rafferty at the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh.
Well, last year, everything really got set into motion. For approximately like 6 months, I was going through a lot of testing, had seen several different doctors, a neurosurgeon, a vascular surgeon, a neurologist. They had done like a brain MRI, neck MRI, back MRI, because I was having issues with my hands and feet going to sleep or like swelling and like numbness, tingliness, and they couldn't figure out what was wrong. And twice during like the testing, whenever I was having my brain MRI and then whenever I had my neck MRI, they asked me if I had ever been tested for MS. So it's kind of scary to think that like all this stuff's going on with my body and like you lose sleep because you don't know, like, oh, am I going to wake up paralyzed tomorrow? Or why are they asking me if I've been tested for MS? There was just so much going on. So I had a friend who had a success story with going to the DISC Institute, and she said, I'm telling you, take your MRIs to the DISC Institute and at least hear what Dr. Rafferty has to say and see if he can help you. So here I am.
Not only the fear that you had, talk about the impact that it had on your life and the way that you were able to work and interact with kids and the family.
Oh my gosh. Like before going to see Dr. Rafferty, like I had no feeling in my left leg. Like I would go to get manicures, pedicures, and I could not feel whenever they were doing a pedicure. And they would like,
oh, wow.
put your toes down. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm not doing that. I just have no feeling in that leg and that foot. I have no feeling there. And it really didn't keep me from doing a lot of things because I have a high tolerance for pain. But then once I started getting healing from going to the DISC Institute, I realized, oh, yeah, maybe it did keep me from doing a lot of things because now that I don't have the aches and pains and I'm feeling better. I mean, I was 2 weeks into treatment and I started feeling better already. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't even believe this is working. All these years I've dealt with this pain and these issues going on, not thinking twice about it. And now that I'm on my road to recovery, I'm like, why did I do this a long time ago?
Doc, one second, Janice. Doc, we've talked about how you can have pain and maybe even some numbness that goes down and radiates down your arms and your legs. But she was saying that she couldn't feel anything in that one leg. How extreme was this case based upon what you had seen in the past?
Actually, it's pretty typical. We see not pain, numbness, tingling. Once the disc leaves its space and gets into the space that where the nerve is and those two tissues touch, you can have all kinds of different symptoms. Everybody's a little different, but like we said earlier, you could not only have neck pain or low back pain, depending on, you know, which nerves you're touching, but wherever that nerve goes, the pain can travel along that nerve. So it can affect all the way down to the toes.
Janice, so you decided to go ahead and make the phone call and meet with Dr. Rafferty. What was going through your mind in that process?
Well, whenever I had shared with my friend my neck MRI and back MRI, and she told me to go, because I have, like, the worst, I guess I have the situation or the case where it's both my neck and back. I had, like, 4 discs in my neck that were bad and, like, 3 in my back. So whenever I called being optimistic and hopeful that whenever I go to meet with Dr. Rafferty that he's going to say, yes, I can help you. Excuse me. Yes, I can help you. Because I understand, like, from the friend of mine that I know that went there, I understand from her that, you know, not all cases can he help people because she had been through the process as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, like, hopeful and, like, praying, like, please let him be the one that can help me.
Doc, 7 different discs in her back and in her neck. I can understand why she was just thinking this is just not going to get any better.
Yeah, it's actually typical as well that we have some patients that have, you know, 1 or 2 discs, and we have patients that have multiple. But as long as we're dealing with changes in the disc and very little to no change in the bone and joint,
mm-hmm.
then they're a good candidate.
Janice, what did Dr. Rafferty say, or what did he do that persuaded you that, yes, I'm in, I'm doing this?
He looked at my 2 MRIs and he told me, you are a candidate and I can help you. And all along, like, it just seemed like all the testing I was going, it was leading to the next person who couldn't help me, the next person who couldn't help me, couldn't figure out what was going on. And whenever I took that leap of faith to go see him and he said, I can help you, I put law in his hands. I was like, okay, you're going to help me then. So, I mean, it was those, honestly, I mean, it was those 4 words. Whenever he because you have the opportunity whenever you go and he talks about everything that he can do for you, you have the opportunity to like talk to him one-on-one. And whenever I did and he said, I can help you, I was like, where do I sign up? You know, how do we get the ball rolling? Because that was the first bit of hope that I had in at least 6 months of testing that I had gone through. So I'm very thankful and grateful that, you know, my husband and I came to the meeting with him and that, you know, I said, yes, help me. You know what I mean? Because I really honestly feel better than I have in at least 14 years.
You That's said great. That you start feeling better within a couple of weeks. Now, when did you start getting feeling back in your leg once again? Is that what you mean?
Yes. Yes. I started getting feeling back in my leg again. I started being able to sleep a little bit better at night. Wasn't waking up with like aches and pains. Wasn't having such bad headaches. And the most important thing, my numbness and tinglingness in my hands and my legs was dissipating. So, I mean, it was, oh my gosh, I can't even put into words it was the most incredible feeling, you know?
What does your husband say?
All the stuff that had been going on.
What does your husband say?
He's glad too. He's the one that actually, like when we were sitting, meeting with Dr. Rafferty, mm-hmm. my husband's actually the one that said, sign up today. Like ask him when you can get started, you know? So he notices too, like a lot of things. Cause nice. You know, I would say, oh, you know, this doesn't bother me. That doesn't bother me. Like my back doesn't bother me whenever I go on long road trips, like we go fishing or something. But now I can honestly say my back doesn't bother me. Like before, I'm just like, oh, maybe it was bothering me and I was just dealing with it, you know?
Wow. Janice, one final word. Everybody who's listening right now who is dealing with disc problems like you've been describing, bulging, herniated, degenerative, speak to them for a moment.
If I can offer anybody any bit of advice on what to do, if you have seen doctors and they try to give you injections, because I did actually go through that one time where they gave me a cortisone shot and sent me away. If you feel like there's no way that anybody's going to help you, there's nothing that anybody can do, you've been dealing with this pain for so long that no matter what anybody tells you, there's nothing anybody can do for you. Mm-hmm. Call Dr. Rafferty, call the Disc Institute and go see him. Cause I promise you if he can help you, he will help you. You will get the most incredible feelings that you've never had before back in your body. If he says he can help you, trust and believe that he will help you. Call the Disc Institute. I mean, I can't say it enough. Call the Disc Institute. I tell people all the time, just at church this past Sunday, I was speaking with a gentleman that asked me how my back was feeling. He's had back issues for 6 or 7 years. I'm like, look, make the call. Go visit him. See what he can do. See if he can help you. You know, I tell people all the time because I mean, just like with anything else, word of mouth is going to be your best business. And look, my mouth's running. I mean, I can't say enough good things. And all of his staff, like everybody is so helpful and friendly. I mean, it's just amazing from start to finish. It's amazing.
Janice, thank you.
Thank you, Janice.
And if you want to take Janice's advice, here's the phone number to call, 412-906-9600. Janice, all the best to you, and hope you continue to heal. And Doc, you've been saying for years that wherever somebody is at the state of progress, they're going to continue to get better for months, if not a year or more to come.
Yes. Once you start to get circulation back into the disc, that living tissue, that disc stops dying mm-hmm. and starts to heal. It starts to repair. And even when our patients finish the program, even though they're feeling 75 to 90% improved, the healing is just beginning and they'll continue to heal week in, week out, month in, month out for up to at least 2 years.
412-906-9600. More with Dr. Rafferty in a moment on KDK Radio. Dr. Richard Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh is joining us for the hour. Intradisc neutrosis. You just heard from Janice about how wonderful she is feeling now because of what she's gone through with Dr. Rafferty and helping her with seven discs.
Yes.
In her back and her neck. And you were able to help. And ultimately, I mean, all of them at the same time, right?
Oh, yeah. It's the way the engineering is and the technology. You're going to be able to address them all at one time.
It's just absolutely remarkable. Yeah. Let me say this. We were talking earlier about after you present your MRI for the free evaluation, and then you have the opportunity to come in and sit with you for upwards of an hour as you teach. And it's really what you do. I mean, it's almost as though you're conducting a college-level course on what's happening with people in their backs and their discs. And then what you do that's, I think, even better than most professors, you then open it up at the end of the class, who has questions? And then you take on every single question that comes your way from everybody who's there.
Oh, absolutely. I tell patients when I, you know, I tell them that, look, I say, hey, you know, today is about gathering information and getting all your questions answered. And I always tell them that we'll have a question and answer at the end. And I will also, if there's questions you don't want to ask, you know, in front of the group, I'll meet with you individually. Mm-hmm. And then I tell them, if you have additional questions, ask and I will call you. And there's a lot of patients where I'll call them and, you know, they'll have additional questions and we'll dig into it even deeper. And they really appreciate that.
30 seconds. You've worked with nurses?
Oh, a lot of nurses. Yeah.
Doctors?
Oh, a lot of doctors. Yeah.
High-level executives in big medical companies?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Sports personnel?
We've had some. I don't think we've had any actual professional athletes at this point, but we've had a lot of athletes in the Disc Institute in Michigan. They had a two-time world champion racquetball. And he had two herniated discs, and he had to retire, came in, did the program, and went back to win two more championships.
Came out of retirement?
Yes.
Okay. Are you kidding me? With intradisc neutrosis?
Yes.
412-906-9600, the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. Doctor, always great having you.
Mangino, thank you. It was wonderful to be here with you.
News is next on KDKA Radio.